This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. After seeing the biggest fall of 2021 with a 500 point plus cut on the Nifty and nearly 1700 points gone in the Sensex, this morning the SGX Nifty is suggesting a flat start. But local cues continue to dominate over global cues, so let's focus on that first. India's daily COVID count as of the last 24 hours stands at 1.6 lakh as per the provisional figure. The good news is it's lower than what it was yesterday, the previous session, at 1.7 lakh. However, it's still at a very, very elevated level and restrictions continue. So overnight, Haryana has imposed a night curfew. Fears of impending lockdown in Maharashtra persist. So that is on the negative side. But on the flip side, there is positive news on vaccination. The subject expert committee has given a nod to the Sputnik V vaccine. So it's going to be a race between vaccination as well as COVID cases. So that is something that the street will be tracking. In yesterday's big crunching fall, we had the FI selling big in the cash market. 1,746 crore is what they sold in the cash market, while the DII's buying was paltry at 232 crore. We had the February IIP and the March CPI come in as well. The February IIP was weaker than what the market was anticipating, a decline of 3.6%, backdated. But again, anyway, markets have started worrying about the second wave causing a short-term growth blip. March CPI inflation at 5.5% was largely in line with estimates. Since, global cues have taken a backstage, I'll just quickly run you through them. It was a muted finish on Wall Street, mildly low on the key indices, the US 10-year yield. These macro indicators are largely unchanged. The US 10-year yield at 1.67, the dollar index at 92.19, while Brent crude is hovering around that 63.3 mark. In terms of the big stories, it's going to be about IT, which is impressed with another strong quarter. While Q4 numbers are in line with what the street was anticipating, the company has guided, reiterated double-digit growth for FY22, and they've reported the highest ever order wins at $9.2 billion in the quarter gone by. DRL in focus because they will be distributing the first 125 million doses of the Russian Sputnik V vaccine. So DRL will be in focus. Keep your eye out on some private hospitals in Karnataka because we understand they've been asked to reserve 50% of beds for COVID-19 patients or Narayana, Fortis, Apollo, Aster. You know, it could be in focus. Saturn Credit Care as well as Bandhan Bank have reported their Q4 update, so watch for these stocks as well. But on the whole, it appears that it's going to be a flat start. Let's see whether the markets pause. Markets may pause at opening, digesting the big fall. Whether they can build, rebound, that remains to be seen. Thanks for listening into this podcast. It was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.